With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump accepts his party's presidential nomination at the Republican National Convention with a speech focused on uniting the nation just 5 days after an assassination attempt that could have ended his life. Former President Trump says he feels lucky to be alive after that assassination attempt on his life last weekend.
I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet. And moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood, just absolutely blood all over the place.
The 78-year-old former president had a softer and more personal message, saying the discord and division in our society must be healed. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America. Also at SRNNews.com, Democrats continue to worry about Mr. Biden's viability as a presidential candidate. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has reportedly told the president that he cannot beat Donald Trump. Federal health officials have authorized sales of the best-selling e-cigarette in the country.
It's called Vuse Alto, but the FDA approval only applies to several tobacco-flavored versions of the reusable product, which takes cartridges filled with liquid nicotine. The government previously rejected manufacturer Reynolds American's application for its more popular menthol flavor, but the company is challenging that decision in court. While the announcement is not an approval or endorsement, the FDA determination indicates that smokers who switch completely to Vuse can reduce their exposure to deadly carcinogens and other chemicals found in traditional tobacco. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is SRN News. It appears that many Americans want abortion pills.
According to a poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 68% of respondents believe that doctors should be able to send abortion drugs to women through the mail. Democrats and independents are most likely to support through-the-mail abortion, but even amongst Republicans, 54% are in favor. All major religious groups also approve of abortion pills in the mail, with the exception of white evangelicals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Montana judge says the Secretary of State's office was wrong to change the rules governing whose signatures should count on petitions for constitutional initiatives, including one to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Officials had tried to omit the signatures of inactive voters after counties began verifying signatures. The district judge said the signatures of inactive voters should count. The abortion initiative is expected to be on the November ballot. This is SRN News. United Airlines reports higher profit in the second quarter thanks to record crowds at U.S. airports.
United said its profit rose 23% to $1.32 billion. dollars in the three-month period that ended June 30th. However, the airline warned that its third-quarter results will fall short of Wall Street expectations. That's because airlines are adding more flights than the market can handle, creating a glut of seats that's keeping prices from rising.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Prosecutors are expected to give new details Friday about Boeing's plea deal in a case stemming from two deadly crashes of 737 MAX jetliners. It's when the Justice Department hopes to file the agreement with the federal district court in Texas. Earlier this month, Boeing agreed in principle to plead guilty to a single count of fraud that had deceived federal regulators who approved the MAX nearly a decade ago. More details at SRNNews.com.